Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. Before we get going into our part two of sex toys, I'm going to re-review. It is by Tim Bosa 13. More helpful than ever. 5 stars. They said, this podcast has helped my wife and I understand more about each other.
The talks are.
Thank you. I was like, wait a second. The talks are pure and holy while being helpful and real. I'm so happy my wife found this and then told me about it. 100% recommend.
3 exclamation points.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Thank you. That was great. Okay. I came up with an intro question for this one. Okay. And it was, what is the best compliment you've ever received?
Okay, go first.
Oh, man.
Okay. So I was, I remember when this person gave me this compliment, I was like, I think that is the best one I've ever gotten. Like, I remember, like, having thought in the moment. And it was kind of recent.
When someone called you the sex girl?
No, though that happened. This was back in March. I was at a women's retreat. And one of the girls I was with, she said, oh, now I got to remember how she worded it. She asked what I did or why I seem like I'm not like a small town girl. Like the way I talk seems like I read a lot of books or like I was very cultured to know like a city girl. Like I don't know, but I'm from a super small town. I am kind of not a city girl. So anyways, the way she had worded it was just like, what do you read? Like, what do you listen to? Like, what do you learn? Like, to seem like you kind of know your language is quite what, like you speak well, and which obviously I'm not right now.
She reads philosophy textbooks only, but you'd never know.
You'd never know it. So anyways, the way she worded it, I was like, oh my goodness. And I didn't know how to answer her either. I was like, wow, I fooled you so good.
But, Bible.
Yes. But it was, I was like, wow, like, it was a great compliment. Like, she thought I was so cultured and so with it, and I knew things and I was wise and I spoke well, like I was well spoken. And anyways, I was like, thank you. So
that's awesome.
That was like, that's the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
One that came to mind, I was picking up my kids from school or dropping them off or something, and then was walking back, and one of the teacher assistants who had taught my oldest or like was a part of her classroom, just said, man, you have such wonderful kids. Like they behave and they're so good. And she goes, and it's not just their personality. Like it has to do with how they're raised, and good job. I was
nice.
Like, ah, thank you. So that was, a great, a good like confidence in my parenting.
For sure.
Stuff, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. This one just happened like 2 days ago. Okay. Maybe it was last weekend, but very recently while we were at the lake this summer. So we're at the lake this summer and my oldest is really into diving right now. Like we'll throw stuff to the bottom of the lake and he'll go dive and get it. And I'm like certified scuba, so I love diving. Cool. And so this is like, I'm loving the time at the lake right now, diving with my son.
Dream come true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were diving and I threw one over near the boat and my dad had a buddy over and they were talking and we threw one down near them. We went down, picked it up, came up, and this guy looks at me and he's like, whoa, do you lift? And at first I like wasn't sure if he was giving me a compliment or if he was like trying to make a joke.
Right.
Because I'm like, because I'm skinny. Yeah. And I kind of laughed and he's like, no, don't worry. Like, I know you do just by looking at you. And I'm like, well, thank you. And I was in the lake, but I had a swimming shirt on, like a UV shirt. Like, my diving shirt on basically.
Right. Yeah.
Because I hate putting sunscreen on. So I had the shirt on and it was black and it was like tight because it was wet. Right. So I guess I came up out of the water looking really jacked. And I was like, wow, that made me feel so good.
That's awesome.
So, love it.
Yeah, so that's mine.
That's a good one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I imagine you like diving more, but like grinning. Ear to ear. I'm so happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the verse I chose for this one was Ephesians 5:31-32. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. I thought that was a good one.
Nice.
All right. So in case you haven't listened to our previous episode, we
pause,
recommend...
go back.
Listen to that one first. Because we didn't want this to be a thing where we were trying to convince you into using a sex toy or guilt you out of using a sex toy. We wanted it to just be information, encouraging our heart posture of, you know, curiosity, but also wisdom and serious thought before jumping into something willy-nilly and going on and just buying a toy because you're curious about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but in this episode, we wanted to get more into the nitty-gritty stuff about toys. What kind of toys are people's using? People's usings.
There's our philosophy textbook coming back.
There it is. When are they introducing toys in their marriage? How do you bring up conversations about sex toys? And can you become desensitized by using a toy too frequently? Because that was a really hot asked question. So we're going to get into it.
So a lot of the information and stats we're sharing come from the survey. So if you want to do our surveys, follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, support us on Patreon. Like, those are the places that we're sharing these things. So if you're curious, that's where to find it. Also, if you want to see the full results, support us on Patreon. We post all of it in there as a little benefit for all of our patrons. And then we'll share some of the stats in today's episodes. So first thing we will go over is the top three sex toys that females used. So the number one was a clitoral stimulator. Two was a traditional vibrator. And three was a bullet vibrator.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense. I mean, I think a big chunk of the reason why people start with toys is because the females may be having a bit of issues orgasming and... like, so many articles and things talk about, okay, if you're having trouble orgasming, try a clitoral stimulator, right? Yeah. So that doesn't surprise me that, you know, the first one is number one.
And even like mentioned in the previous episode, like the ability to orgasm or lack of was one of the reasons, like the main reasons why people were reaching for a sex toy or going to purchase one.
So,
kind of makes sense.
The top three toys that males used. So number one was a stroker. Number two was a sleeve. And number three was a penis ring. So it was interesting to notice that in the survey, when asked if you have used a male-specific toy before, did it make your sexual experience noticeably better than without? And the majority of the men said, no, it did not. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting and something that you said off air, Alana, was like men might be using these in times where sex is not on the table.
Right.
So maybe like, okay, I prefer sex, but that's not an option right now. So I'll use this thing.
Right.
Even though it's not my preferred method, but it's the only option right now.
Right. Right.
So that kind of just came to mind as like, okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah. Right. So like if she's in a serious like postpartum or, you know, you guys are doing a long distance thing and you still are like FaceTiming or you want to connect this. Yeah. Maybe that's why people are choosing these certain sex toys for those seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And we mentioned it in the previous episode, how it was interesting to hear from actual men though, how the impact it can have on them that their wives are using sex toys regularly. And so we kind of mentioned that there too. But just how men can feel threatened, and it can really actually hurt their ego because their spouse is needing this toy without them. And I was listening to One Extraordinary Marriage, and they were talking about it there because they were using sex toys and were becoming dependent on them, where it was like, immediately when they were having an intimate time, they would grab the vibrator or whatever it was. And he was saying how he felt like he was totally not needed. Mm. Like, she could have this experience entirely without him, and how it just made him feel really crummy because he's like, what's my point here? Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
You could do this without me.
Yeah.
Which and they were saying would just be, even if your husband maybe doesn't show that it's having an effect on them, it might still have some sort of effect on their heart without them actually being able to verbalize that to you.
Yeah. Right. Well, one thing that just came to mind is, I've said it before on this podcast, but men get just as much, if not more, pleasure by seeing themselves pleasure their wife.
Right.
So if the toy is doing that,
yeah,
the guy is being robbed of the pleasure of seeing himself pleasure his wife.
Yeah.
And I think that could be like a big part of why guys feel that way,
mm-hmm,
from the toy usage.
Yeah.
And it just brings up again how important it is to communicate and talk about your partner about this.
Yeah.
And even if you've been using them for a while, it's probably good to have a check-in and just to, yes, say like, hey, how are things going with this? Has anything changed?
Totally.
And,
totally,
you know, like give the freedom of like, oh, even though it was okay for the first few times, doesn't mean it's going to be forever okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like continually check in with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I was kind of looking into this, I had found an article, I think it was on vice.com. And so they were talking about how men can often feel like this, where they're feeling, you know, threatened by this. And, one of the thoughts that they had was that men can feel threatened because they feel like a woman is using it to replace a penis, which is often, they had said, untrue, because your wife's vibrator would more largely be used to stimulate her clitoris, which is often the case, I think. But I still think regardless, it would have an impact on a husband.
Sure. And it's not like the guy is incapable of stimulating the clitoris. It's like,
yeah,
there are lots of ways that a guy can do that,
yeah,
that doesn't need a vibrating, yeah, piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or silicone or whatever it is.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we found it interesting. So when, like in our survey, when were toys commonly introduced? And so 0 to 6 months was the biggest, mm-hmm, right?
That's like one quarter. So we broke it down to like 0 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, 1 to 2 years, 2 to 3, 3 to 5,
5 to 7,
7 to 10, 10 plus.
And so, yeah, the majority was 0 to 6 months. And it was interesting because we were having a conversation about like, okay, well, why do we think that is? Like,
because it was very surprising. We were all very surprised that that was the highest.
Yeah. I think we all kind of figured, oh yeah, it's probably, you know, a little bit down the road once you've learned about each other and can successfully make each other pleasured, that you wanted to spice things up and add things in. But in 0 to 6 months, I feel like that's quite a short time.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really fully mastered the art of.
Well, like even that one review we got, the girl was like, they're 2 years in and they were still,
yeah,
learning sex together. Yeah. Right. Like, right, it's yeah, totally dependent on the couple probably too.
Yeah.
But
the one thing that I thought of was like, as a culture, we're getting more sexual education in how, you know, women's pleasure is important. And, you know, if you're having trouble coming to orgasm, again, like I mentioned before, that clitoral stimulator is often like, okay, well, go try that. And, mm-hmm, and I feel like it probably isn't, I don't know, a selfish reason. It will probably be more like, okay, we know that it's important for the woman to orgasm as, mm-hmm, well. And we want to make that priority. And how do we do that?
Yeah.
So kind of an interesting, like, where would it go too, yeah, far, like too soon to start using that? Or, you know, that we're not going to say that here. There isn't a
right
or wrong. Every couple, yeah, is different. Yeah. And just like we talked about in our last episode, every couple comes with their own set of, for lack of a better term, baggage or, right, belief system that, where toys are going to be good or bad. And,
yeah,
again, the most important thing is to be communicative of what your expectations are. And, yeah.
Communicative.
Yes.
I love it.
Communicative. Yes.
I think another thing though is like, you brought up, you know, like today's culture and society, we also are a culture of like the now.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm, it's like, oh, I can use this thing and I can get to orgasm like right now. Why wouldn't I? Let's do it. Rather than like, maybe having to put some work in and figure out what feels good, mm-hmm, for you. Teach your husband, like, go through, mm-hmm, the kind of the steps that, mm-hmm, we've laid out in our orgasm series to actually get to orgasm without needing an external source.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0 to 6 months. It really blew my mind. Like, part of me expected it, but then at the same time, part of me was like, I hope it's not true. Because it kind of made me sad, because I feel like these people are, I don't mean these people, like, I feel like there's just a part of it where it's like, are these couples losing out on something by going to this right aways? Mm. Right? Like, there's 0 to 6 months, man. 0 to 6 months sex sucked. Yeah. Like, it wasn't good. Yeah. Right? You look back at that and you laugh now because mm-hmm. it's like, wow, we were horrible at this.
Yeah.
And then you go right to a toy. It's like, are you missing out on part of the journey here by having that kind of journey where you learn each other and you get to experience this? And it's like,
but something we haven't really talked about is what classifies as a toy. Like, is a blindfold a toy? Oh. Right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I was just thinking more of the, like, the ones we laid out in the survey, yes. right? Like a clitoral stimulator, a bullet, a rabbit, like all the things that you see on the sex shops. Right. Yeah. Like the
but like, is a wedge a sex toy? Right? Like those, like, positioned pillows and things like that. I would
say no.
I mean, I would say no too, but yeah. like are people thinking blindfold or handcuffs or those, like, fuzzy things or a dice, like, you know,
yeah, that's true.
The, like, a bedroom game. Yeah. I guess that's not really a toy, but right?
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I would say no, but I don't know how to classify those. Like, mm-hmm. what would those fall under?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, bedroom, I feel like bedroom accessories, but then, like, a toy is also an accessory, I guess.
Right.
I kind of feel like in this day and age, people know that sex toys are more the vibrating variety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think there could be some outliers that
you never know.
Could interpret it.
I don't think enough people thought like that to influence the survey.
Yeah. Yeah. But just a thought.
No,
yeah.
That is a good thought. That is a good thought.
Yeah.
What was the second? 0 to 6 months. What was the other one?
1 to 2 years was the
one
next.
2 years. And then five to seven.
Yeah. Interesting the jump. Yeah. Like, of.
I was just going to say that. Like, 5 to 7, I'm like, that seems like a good time.
I cannot.
Like, 5 years is probably a good time where you guys have each other decently figured out. And it's like, hey, I want to try this thing. Let's mm-hmm. let's see.
Yeah.
See, and it also depends. It depends if people are using it as, okay, we feel settled, let's spice things up, or things are crummy, let's see if this will fix us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Because, maybe it's like they're thinking it'll be a Band-Aid fix. She's not orgasming. We're 2 weeks in. We got to get her to orgasm.
Yeah.
Let's get a toy.
Yeah. I think that also speaks to the fact, like, do couples out there have enough wisdom being spoken into their life?
Yeah.
Because I feel like someone who is really wise, like a counselor or a mentor or someone, would be like, 2 months? Like, no, you guys go figure it out. Like, sex is not meant to necessarily be easy. Mm-hmm. Just like marriage is not meant to be easy. To have a good one takes work. So mm-hmm. have a good sex life takes work.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cheating by using the toy and not having to put shortcut. The work in, right? Yeah. You're using a shortcut.
Yeah.
So I don't know that. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
It's good conversations. Yeah,
it is. I think I had something else I was going to say.
I know, me too. I lost it.
5 to 7 years.
I mean, that seems, I thought that would be higher, because that's when you normally hear of, like, the 7-year itch.
Right.
Yeah.
When people are having a harder time in their marriage, or there's a little bit more distance, and they're like, okay, let's try and add the spice back. Let's try and bring something in.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. So we were talking about, like, using the toy to get to orgasm right away. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, because if our bodies are like muscle memory, right? Yeah. Like, our bodies are really good with repetition, and they start to learn, right? Our brains can be rewired. We've talked about that a lot with porn and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So can we use the toy to teach our body how to orgasm? But I think the next step is maybe the step that gets lost is, okay, now can we work backwards from here and teach my body how to do it without?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then at least you've got both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go back to the toy after, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think, especially if you're bringing it in this early, it's like, okay, use a shortcut to your advantage to get there. And then can you work backwards and teach yourself and your husband to get there together without it?
Because the other issue is, because of the muscle memory.
Right. I know where you're going.
So let's say you're using whatever vibrator on max speed whatever. You're like, we're going to get this done. We're going to get her, you know, we just got to do what we got to do. And you'd use that repetitively. That's what your body is going to now require in order to achieve an orgasm.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's, obviously you're like, well, maybe I can do it without that. Maybe, but I feel like if you're starting it so early and that's what your body will know, that's what it will probably require, because like muscle memory, your body's just going to know and need that.
Yeah. And that's why the toy is so good, is because it can provide a stimulus mm-hmm. that we humans cannot provide ourselves or our spouses.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Because battery operated, whatever, like vibration stimulus. Right. I can't yeah. do that to my wife using my hands or my tongue or yeah. like whatever. I can't do that. Yeah. So yeah. that's why the toy is there. Yeah.
But then that causes the issue where if that's all you're relying on, then to think about being like, okay, well, maybe I don't want to use the toy anymore. That seems incredibly daunting mm-hmm. because what requires your body to achieve an orgasm is this very specific thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe you're always on your back and you always use certain, like then if you want to try and do anything different, it's not going to work because right. your body is just so used to the one thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a huge role in this too. Is to know how to work backwards.
Right. Well, it's like the, have you guys heard the cowboy boots story where the guy, he was like, grew up in, I think he was in the States, and he would only masturbate like behind the barn with his cowboy boots on. And when he got married with his wife, he was never able to achieve an orgasm unless he was having sex with his cowboy boots on, because his brain had been so wired to the environment. And
is this
the,
a true story?
Yeah, true story. And like the brain was like, okay, cowboy boots on, orgasm, cowboy boots off, no orgasm. So he had to retrain his brain to be able to orgasm without cowboy boots. So and so it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like the same thing going on here. Mm. Are we wiring ourselves so much so that we're not going to be able to go back?
Yeah.
And I don't want, like, we're kind of speaking pretty negatively here, but I don't yeah. want to
yeah.
make it seem like we're anti-toys, because we're not. Mm. We're just hoping to provide you guys with other things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Other things. We want to facilitate conversations yeah. in your marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Because scent can sex toys add fun, spice, like just what people are wanting to add into the right. marriage?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course. Of yep. course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. But we just want you guys to be really intentional and careful and, you know, prayerfully considering when you're introducing this, how you're introducing it, and what your plan is after that.
Yeah.
So,
100%.
Yeah.
Merry Dance is the sponsor of this episode, and it is very fitting because they are a toy shop. So Merry Dance is a Christian online sex toy shop that's committed to bringing you a range and variety of toys without any explicit photos or descriptions. We love how they have so many different kinds of toys that range from like cheap starters to the more expensive luxury toys. They really are a great place to go and explore if you're new to toys and just want to know what's out there. But do it in a safe way. So if you use our code Kingdom Sexuality, you'll even get 10% off your order. Oh, and don't forget to check out their vibrator pilot program too.
Yeah.
How would you guys go about like bringing up the conversation of sex toys? Let's say you are in whatever stage of your marriage and you want to talk to your spouse about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could just write out and ask, what are your thoughts on sex toys?
Mm.
Yeah.
Start the conversation. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be in a secretive manner or, mm-hmm. you know, just.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on introducing? You can be like specific too.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying a specific sex toy.
Yeah.
Versus just them and then general, because that might be like, what do you mean? Like, mm-hmm. what kind of sex mm-hmm. toy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So being specific.
Yeah.
What do you think about introducing this?
Yeah. And probably having an opinion of your own as well, that
yes.
you can say, okay, I've been thinking about this and these are kind of my thoughts on it. I'd mm-hmm. love to hear yours.
Because chances are, if you're the one asking this conversation, you're the one wanting to introduce them.
Yeah.
Right. So say like, I want to, because, and then lay it out
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then wait for a response.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have a reason why mm-hmm. is probably helpful.
Yeah. And I liked what we said in the other episode, you know, if your spouse is like, no, that's yeah. not going to happen, you know, then you can kind of talk about it. Well, okay. I'm okay with that being not for now.
Yeah. Is this, and yeah,
I would like to maybe revisit this down the road.
Yeah. Is this a hard no or a not right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's just, it just will require some, and maybe that's really awkward for you to have that conversation, but it's going to Like, I feel like that's the better route to take than, here, I bought this sex toy. Should we use it?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Right?
Yeah. And you can always use us as an excuse too.
I was just going to say.
Use us like, oh man, KS covered sex toys. Like, I haven't really thought much about this. What have you thought about it? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, bring it up that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the other things that a lot of people asked was, can you get dependent on it and have desensitization? So we've talked about it a bit already. And I know all the research that I did, it was interesting because I felt like the doctors, like the more medical side said, yes, you can be desensitized, but only for a short time. It's not forever.
Permanent.
It's not permanent. You can and it's mainly if you are using it, you know, on the extreme high settings and doing it very often. Whereas the sex therapists more said you can become dependent on it. It was actually kind of two differing opinions on it. All of them said though that it can be reversed, for lack of a better term, and that, especially for women, it's mainly a mental game. Like, if you've been using them, that's your way to orgasm. And then you take it out, you'll be like, well, I don't have it. I'm not going to orgasm. Then you're not going to orgasm.
Yeah.
So it will be a hard kind of training game to help get out of that. But it definitely is possible. All the articles said it's extremely rare to, you know, damage yourself or become unusable in the natural form, unless you're using it in a very inappropriate way. Everywhere that I read said, nope, it's actually more good. Yes, you can get desensitized, but it can be reversed and about mentally preparing yourself. And so I think a good way to, help do the backwards route, trying to get away from is still allowing the toy and just taking it away. The first time use it as normal, second time take it away for a little bit, and just slowly
wean yourself.
And remind yourself that I can orgasm, period, and practice the mindfulness that we've talked about before. What else are you enjoying in the moment? And try to take your mind off of the vibrator as you're slowly coming off of it. To be encouraged that you haven't damaged yourself. You can keep going. And if you are wanting to put them into your marriage, you're not, again, according to research. You're not going to be desensitized unless you're using it heavily.
Break your clitoris
on a regular basis. Yeah.
So vibrated it off.
So it'd be the other thing too, is change the speeds to go to lower and lower and lower. That would be another thing too. And go at the pace that is working. If it's not, go back for a little bit and, you might need to go off of it slower.
Also though, I was listening. So Tony and Elisa, they have an episode called Is My Vibrator a Crutch? Which we should maybe link that one, because that one's also good.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, so she had a client who, with her kids, when they were using a soother to, stop them from using the soother anymore when they're at a certain age, they would, when the kid was sleeping, the kid was showing that they weren't really interested anymore, they'd take the soother, throw it in the garbage. The next day the garbage man would come and they'd be like, it's gone. The garbage man took it away. And so she was having these questions and she was wondering, am I kind of become dependent on my vibrator? Is it a crutch?
Mm.
And so she had her husband go and take it, put it in the garbage.
Yeah.
The next day was garbage day. And she just cold turkey was like, I do not want this to be a crutch. This does not control me or own me.
And again, it's in the mental game, right? That's what she needed to have a clean slate and body empowerment. Yeah. I know I can do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. And it's interesting too. They were talking about, and I think if you do use a sex toy and or specifically maybe a vibrator, it feels like we're kind of on that train right now.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, oh, but you know, I do use it a lot, or we use it sometimes, but I don't know if I'm like addicted to, or like, it's not like a crutch for us, right? Like we use it, but it's okay. Like we could stop whenever.
Yeah.
It's like, just like map out, like think of the times that you are having sex, how many, you know, in a month or in a week, depending on whatever it is for you guys, how many of those times that you are being intimate, are you using the sex toy? And if it's like majority, if the percentage is really high, you know, then that's maybe you got to take a look and be like, okay, what's our plan here? Is this forever? Are we just going to use this forever? How do you feel about this percentage? Like to your spouse, like, yeah. I think talking about it together, being like, is this what we want? How do we navigate this? Are we okay with this? Yeah. Okay. If not, okay. What's our plan?
Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
With that, let's talk about some rules and boundaries. Just to kind of give you guys, because maybe like in the last episode we mentioned, like it's helpful to have rules and boundaries when it comes to sex toys, but maybe you guys don't know exactly what kind of rules or boundaries that there could be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We kind of wanted to lay it out for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and every couple is going to have different thoughts and desires when it comes to this, right? Depending on their past, current struggles. So we just came up with some examples of boundaries when it does come to sex toys. So first was, only use toys when you're together or if you're long distance under whatever parameters you guys have set. Basically, don't be using this by yourself to masturbate without your spouse, mm-hmm. or at least without them knowing.
Yeah.
Don't use the toy every time, right? This is to help avoid dependence.
And these are just examples we came up with. This isn't like the be all end all.
Right.
This is what you guys have to do. Check yes or no. Yeah. Like these are just some ideas. If you're like, I don't know what kind of boundaries to create. Maybe I want to introduce a sex toy and I want to create boundaries. What are some ideas? So here are those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Using toys to help achieve multiple orgasms versus just to help orgasm in general.
Mm.
Which that's, I like that one.
Yeah. That's, mm-hmm. that's a kind of a fun mm-hmm. one.
And we've heard that like a lot of people, a lot of women in our Facebook group will say that when the toys conversation comes up, it's like, yeah, I can get there the first time, but the second, third, fourth, whatever, like I used a toy for that one, mm-hmm. which great. Go for it.
Yeah.
Check in often with each other to see how you're both feeling about the use of sex toys. I think that's probably the most important one.
Yeah.
And that one you should be doing, I think.
Yeah.
Out of any of those, take that one.
Yeah. So,
okay, lastly, just some practical advice with your toys. Don't forget to clean them. Preferably, like, right after use or shortly after use. Don't, like, let it sit for too long.
I thought of another one. Have a safe place to keep it.
Yes. Mm. Especially if you have kids.
Yes.
You don't want them coming out with your wand as, like, a microphone.
Like, just, like, awkward conversations, too, if you're not ready to have those conversations with your older kids.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of, like, discreet, like, those, like, books that looks like a book, but it's actually a little... You can open it up and put it inside. Like something like that would be sneaky or
just like a locking jewelry box, right? Like something where if the kids get a hold of it, they either won't know what's inside or can't get inside. And if you are a couple who uses lube when you have sex, use lube when you use a toy. The toy doesn't automatically make everything
I'm pretty sure,
more
like,
lubricated.
Majority of the toys will always say
like, use lube.
Use lube.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. They don't naturally have any wetness on them
right.
like a normal human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it needs more lube than the normal.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this series has been helpful for you.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a good conversation.
It was.
And one other thing to talk about though is like if couples are interested in what different toys do and how of that, we have an awesome website called Mary Dance, and they actually have, like, if you're new to toys and want to introduce them, they have a vibrator pilot program. And so I think there's 4 or 5 vibrators on that list, and you can try it out for you pay for it, but if you don't like it, you can return it. And it's guaranteed.
I think you just
Oh, you don't have to return it.
You get your money back.
You get your money back.
And you can just do whatever you want with the toy.
Yep.
Basically, it's their way of saying, try this. If you don't like it, here's your money back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very risk-free, risk-free way to introduce toys to your marriage. And they're also the sponsor for this series, and we're like super grateful for them.
Yeah.
They're an awesome company. Everything on their website is like non-pornographic, non-vulgar.
Yeah, it's discreet shipping.
Yeah, discreet shopping or shipping. they're Christian-owned. So it's like an online Christian sex shop.
Yeah.
And they're the best. So yeah, we'd love for you guys to support them. They've supported the show many times and we're super, super grateful for that.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Okay. Let's pray.
I will pray. All right. Lord, I just thank you so much for these conversations. And I ask that your hand would be heavy on those couples who will be navigating these conversations, that you would just bless them and that you would give them wisdom navigating this. And I just ask for a breakthrough in marriages as well, Jesus, that you would just be just providing closeness and connection unlike ever before, and that marriages would just so feel your presence and you know, the impact of you in their lives and in their families, Jesus. And so we thank you for everyone who's listening and just ask you to bless them. Amen.
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 Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.